Question, how much of the Holy Land can one see in just 3 days? Well, if you are the Pope, you can take in Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian territories. Pope Francis is saying his trip this weekend to the Middle East is strictly a religious visit, but this is the Middle East, so there are political undercurrents. Let's start with expectations on the ground in the region. NPR's Emily Harris is there. She joins us from Jerusalem. Emily, hello.
Thanks, Robin.
And we've been enjoying your reports, but remind us, what exactly is the Pope cramming into these 3 days, and what might be the significance for the people there?
The Pope is cramming in a lot, and it's actually even 2.5 days, really. It's similar things in Jordan, Israel, and in the Palestinian territories. He'll meet in Jordan with the king and queen and with government officials. He'll have a big public mass, visit the Bethany baptismal site on the Jordan River, and meet with refugees from wars in Syria and Iraq. And the agenda in Bethlehem and Jerusalem are fairly similar. Big Christian holy sites, another public mass, meetings with political leaders on all sides, also with Palestinian refugees in near Bethlehem, Jewish and Muslim leaders. And he'll spend a lot of time with Christian church leaders in particular. That's a real focus of the trip as far as the Pope's concerned.
Yeah, we understand that's the formal reason for the trip. It's a pilgrimage about Christianity. This is the 50th anniversary of a meeting between a pope and a patriarch in the Orthodox Church. So that was the first healing meeting. This continues that. But tell us a little more about that, because people don't think of Christians in the region. So, and there are many Christians there.
That's right. This is the place that Christianity started. And since that time, there have been Christians here, different denominations of Christians as the Christian church evolved. The anniversary that you mentioned almost 1,000 years ago is known as the Great Schism between the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Western Catholic Church. And the real anniversary that Pope Francis is marking is a meeting 50 years ago when Pope Paul VI first met, after almost 1,000 years, with a Greek Orthodox leader. And after that meeting, probably the most significant religious ceremony that will be held while the Pope is here is a prayer session in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is the church that's built over the site where Christ is believed to be buried by many Christians. It's a fascinating place because it's divided among six Christian denominations. They each have their own section, and they govern their own section. They hold ceremonies at different times. And the Vatican says that this is the first time that all six will be praying together, and says that that is a real highlight of the Pope's trip.
There's that. But then, of course, there's the ongoing divide between Palestinians and Israelis. What is the expectation on the ground? Because we're reading different headlines. In Haaretz, the left-leaning paper in Israel, the headline is "A Holy, Insignificant Papal Visit to the Holy Land." But then we're reading in Time that in Jordan, for instance, the country has a website just dedicated to what's essentially going to be a less than 24-hour visit to that country. There's huge expectation there. So what's your sense?
Well, on the Israeli side, certainly, there's a couple things going on. One, the relationships between Jews and Catholics are better now than they have been for many years. And that's something that Israeli officials want to capitalize on and are happy to see happen. One activity the Pope's going to do that an Israeli official has highlighted is that he'll be visiting the grave of the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl, and laying a wreath there. He'll be the first pope to do that. It's part of Israel's state protocol of leaders now, but still this is the first pope to do that. And one official basically said, like, look at how far we've come, mm-hmm. that a pope can do this. Israel is also in very contentious negotiations with the Vatican at the same time that relations are improving. They are in big disputes over who runs church properties and whether or not some church properties should be taxed. There's not expected to be any kind of breakthrough on that, which would sort of further cement Vatican-Israeli relations. But that's one of the political backdrops to this, that there won't be a breakthrough on that, but they say that they're getting closer. On the Palestinian side, what they're hoping from the Pope is a clear statement against the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and a clear statement in support of an independent Palestinian state. The Vatican doesn't recognize Palestine officially as a state, but on Pope Francis's itinerary, it says State of Palestine all over it in big letters. Palestinians see this as a chance for a world leader to highlight the fact that they have unresolved issues as refugees over 66 years and see this as a chance to draw attention again to their particular plight, especially at a time when peace negotiations are at best on hold.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to watch because this is a pope who does not stick to script. And so there'll be a lot of eyes watching and trying to read into his every move. And along with them, NPR's international correspondent Emily Harris in Jerusalem. Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.